Jesus came to give his life. And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Matthew chapter 20 verses 24 to 28. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Mark chapter 10 verses 42 to 45. Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Therefore they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." John chapter 6 verses 29 to 33. As the Father knows, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. John chapter 6 verses 47 to 51. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. John chapter 10 verses 14 to 18. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. John chapter 15 verses 11 to 17. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. He laid down his life willingly, not by compulsion, but by the command of the Father and out of his own divine love. Jesus is the true bread from heaven, given for the life of the world, flesh offered that others might live forever. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, the friend who sacrifices himself for those he loves, the servant king who redefined greatness as humility and love in action. This is the work of God, to believe in Jesus whom the Father sent. To believe in him is to receive his life, to follow his example, and to live a life of sacrificial love, serving others, laying down self, and walking in obedience. Jesus calls us friends, not mere servants, because he has made known the Father's will, to love as he has loved, to give as he has given, and to live as he has lived. Let every heart that believes in Jesus Christ bow in awe at his humility, rejoice in his gift of life, and rise up in obedient love to serve others as he served us. For in his death we have life, and in his love, we find the power to live as he lived.